But as we think about my focus, first focus is all around giving. And even one of our taglines is experience the magic of giving. And in Joe's new book,
it's called Give to Live. Give to Live.
Is it out yet?
No, we're still putting it, but we're very close. It'll probably be out next month, or certainly by the time of the Attract Wealth event in January.
Great. Well, you were kind enough to give me
a kind of
early copy. And here you write that giving isn't about receiving, it's about giving. Mm. And if you give, it's a type of some sort of bargained method, get something from the universe, you're going to gum up the works.
Mm.
And you said you have to be pure of heart. And so giving, although extremely important, there's the flip side of it. And that flip side is actually receiving. I had an interesting story when I was, I worked in the corporate world for many years, and I was living on the East Coast, and I wanted to raise my family back in Colorado. And I was leaving, didn't have a lot of money, and I had a consultant friend who one day I opened up the mail, and there was a $10,000 check in it. And basically this wonderful letter that says, "Well, this is a tough move for you, and I know it's the right move for you, so here's a little bit of help, and there's only a few criteria that goes along with this. Number one, don't ever tell anybody about this, which I violate constantly." He said, the other thing was, you don't have to give it back. If you can, please do. It'd be lovely, but if not, there's no hesitation.
Mm.
So I went back to Colorado. I put that in the bank, made me look like I could afford a house, ended up getting a house, and several months later, I was able to give $10,000 back to that wonderful friend of mine. And several years later, I had a high school friend come to me, and he was in trouble. I won't go into all the details, but he needed some help, and I said one talking to my wife, Kim, and I said, maybe this is our time to give back. So I wrote this guy a check, sent it off to him.
Unmuted.
You just faded out almost completely.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
right, you're back now.
About 30
I can
seconds.
Hear you now.
So I faded. Oh, okay. Well, I was in bed. Did you hear that part with my wife? And we were talking about this experience, and I said, now it's probably time to...
Muted.
I think I heard part of that.
Oh, well, and so what I did was I wrote this gentleman who needed help, and I sent it off to him, and that was the last I ever heard from that person. I never got a thank you. I never got a hello. I never got anything. And you know what? That's what giving's all about. It's giving without that expectation.
Mm.
It's giving without the intent and belief that you should get anything out of it.
Let me ask you a question, John. As I'm listening to you, I'm also aware that there are people listening to this Attract Wealth training call who feel like they don't have anything to give, that they feel broke, and it's really easy because I do hear from people who say they have nothing or they just lost their job and they have no checking account or anything. What do you tell them? How do you talk to them about giving? How do you suggest they give, or what do you suggest they give when they're in that mindset and that's their reality?
Well, everyone's circumstance is different. Some people's circumstance can be really challenging. But if we take those who are still able to survive, literally aren't living in a gutter at this point in time, giving is not about money. It's not, quite frankly, wealth is not about money. Giving can be done in innumerable ways, by giving a hand, giving a gesture, giving some support. One of the things I always tell people when they're down in the dumps and they're depressed and they're really feeling bad about themselves is that you can get yourself out of it by giving to something to someone else, giving some time to someone else, by giving some energy, by giving some attention. If you take the attention off of where you are, it's almost like when Mindy was talking about. You got to catch yourself in those moments, and you've got to find a way to your role and start paying back to the universe. Because when you give, it's a vacuum, Joe. And a universe abhors a vacuum. And what you want to do is give what you want to get. So if you need money, give a little bit, and it will come back in, probably in spades. If you need love, you got to give a little. If you need it, you have to give a little friendship. And that vacuum will be created, and into that vacuum will the universe will fill you with, you know, with your interest.
Yeah. Well, that's a great answer. What is your website again? I want to make sure people get it. I know it's Make the Difference Network, but I always want to put mtdn.com. Is it .com or .net?
It's .com.
mtdn.com. MakeTheDifferenceNetwork.com.
That's correct. Yeah.
All right. Mark.
Unmuted.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. I'm sorry, Joe, you broke up a little bit with that question. Did you ask me something? I heard my name.
Yes, I was asking if you had a question or comment for John Beal.
No, I again, like I said, at the mastermind and the breakfast and the time that I did spend with John, to tell the audience out there, I really think that you're going to enjoy learning some of the ways how a nonprofit works and how a for-profit works, and to see the commonalities of how both of them can attract wealth through giving. And I think John really does that well. He does it well in front of people, and especially one-on-one in that mastermind. I was very impressed. So, John, I'm really looking forward to seeing you there.
Thanks.
Me too, John. Thank you again, John.
You're welcome. Thanks, you guys.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and go to the next speaker.
Yes.
I know he's been patiently waiting. I want to make sure he's still there. Will, are you here?
I am.
Oh, thank you. I'm about to introduce.
Muted.
Good. We got a great lineup here, huh? Great information, great stories, great people. Great insights. I'm taking notes myself. Reverend Will Bowen is next. And Will Bowen is the lead minister at Christ Church Unity in Kansas City. And this is a man who created what I've regarded as the best book of 2008. I've said that publicly. I've said that on my blog. I've probably sent out an email or two. I tell it to anybody that will stop and listen to me. When people ask me about my top 10 or 15 books, Will Bowen's book is right there at the top of the list. This book really deeply impacted me in 2008. I still live it. I still talk about it. I so believe in the book and the mission behind it. I'm now on the board of directors for it. I'm talking about the book, Complaint-Free World. A Complaint-Free World is all about challenging us not to complain for about 30 days. And if you think this is something that sounds odd, well, it's been on Oprah, The Today Show, CBS Sunday Morning, ABC Evening News, Fox News Channel. It's been in hundreds of TV and radio interviews. These stories about Will and the movement have been written about in over 100 newspapers, People Magazine, O Magazine, and in books like Chicken Soup for the Soul. This book, A Complaint-Free World, has created a movement. There are about 5 million people who have requested a complaint-free bracelet, and about 90 countries have thrown in their request to be involved in this. So this is a huge movement. This is an important book, and the cause behind A Complaint-Free World is so important. As I mentioned, I'm now on the board of directors because I support what it's doing, and I support Reverend Will Bowen. So, Will, I can't thank you enough for being here, and I can't wait to meet you in person for the first time in January in Austin at Attract Well Seminar. So thank you.
Oh, it's my honor. I feel like we're old friends, and as you say, we've never actually met in person, though I do see we have the same hairstylist.
Yes, I noticed that in your photo here.
Yeah.
Well, what advice do you have for people? What's your Attract Well training tonight?
Well, you know, I think there's two things that most people can agree on. They can agree that there's too much complaining in the world, and they can agree that the world is not the way they would like it to be. And I feel that people focus too much time on what is wrong as opposed to focusing on what is right. We all know that we're supposed to be positive. We all know that we're supposed to watch our thoughts, etc. The thing is, our thoughts create our lives, and we know that, but our words indicate what we're thinking. And I know lots of people who have exposed themselves to every type of positive book, etc., and then they still spend their time complaining about what is wrong in their lives. And your words indicate what you're thinking. If you want to be a positive person, you've got to change your words. What I've discovered is that it's like your mouth is a customer and your brain is a manufacturer. The customer is buying what the manufacturer is producing. The mind is producing negative thoughts. The customer is buying it and speaking it, and it continues. If you will stop complaining, if you will stop articulating negative thoughts, then the mind, as the manufacturer, retools and literally begins to become happier. People ask me, do I have to switch my bracelet every time I catch myself thinking a complaint? And I say, no. It's just the words that you speak. That's what we're focusing on. What you find is, as you change what comes out of your mouth, what goes on in your brain changes. I believe that what you articulate, you demonstrate. And so you have to watch what you're saying to that end.
So these people that are saying their complaints about money or their complaints about their job or their complaints about the economy, for those who haven't read the book, how do they go and switch that? How do they stop it from coming out of their mouth and to say something different? What's an example?
Well, before I became a minister, I was in sales. And one of the things that I knew as a salesman was that if I could get a person's body to do something, I could get their mind to do something. If I could get them to sit down and talk to me, they're much more likely to buy from me. People make decisions while sitting down, not while standing up. And so what we did was we gave out these purple bracelets, as you said, and people can use a rubber band or they can put a stone in their pocket, but every time they catch themselves complaining, they need to move the object to begin to make themselves aware of this. My wife and I were driving home from dinner last night, and we were talking about all these people lamenting the economy today, and I often invite friends. I say, let's play crisis bingo. And how does that work? Well, what you do is, I'll bet you $10, and you bet me $10, and we'll both listen to talk radio and the news, and whoever hears the word crisis the most wins the $10. I mean, that's all everybody is talking about. And I was speaking up in Windsor, Ontario, about 3 weeks ago, and I had lunch with the publisher of the newspaper there. And he said, you know, well, I hate to admit it, but the way the economy is going is actually helping newspaper sales. If I can put a newspaper out there and the masthead says crisis in huge letters, it's going to sell a heck of a lot better than if I put one out there that says good news today. So I think the focus on what is wrong, and my wife pointed out to me, and I thought it was brilliant. She said, look around right now. Everybody's talking crisis. And I said, yes, and she says, what's gone? Nothing's gone. Everything that was here is still here. Now, some numbers have changed on pieces of paper, but the thing is, some of the biggest, most successful companies today began during that mass poverty consciousness experience known as the Great Depression. So now is actually the best time for people to begin to focus on what is good, because I know a lot of business people, and I talk to them, and they say, oh, the economy is so bad. Well, what they do then is they innately slow down. Why try hard if the economy is not going well? Well, what this is doing is creating a lot of opportunity for people who are paying no attention to what the economy is doing, but just putting their effort out there. I was talking with a person in real estate the other day, and I was asking him about this downturn in the real estate market, and she said, you know, I heard all about that. She said, I decided not to participate. I'm having the biggest year I've ever had.
I love it.
It truly is an attitude.
I love it. Well, one of the things I remember talking about when I first read your book, A Complaint-Free World, is some similarities I saw to my book, The Attractor Factor. Not that The Attractor Factor has anything to do with your movement, But in the five steps I talk about, the very first one is to know what you don't want. And that's the complaining stage. And the second is to choose what you do want. Well, with a complaint-free world, what I became aware of is that when I'm about to voice a complaint, in the past when it would be in my head, it's been manufactured, it's about to go right through my tongue and out my mouth, I stop, I pause, and I restate it as a intention. So instead of saying, here's my request. And that simple little psychological maneuver is a direct result of reading your book, A Complaint-Free World, becoming aware of my thinking and speaking processes and tying it in to the attractor factor. So I think anybody that's experiencing something like they were just laid off, they don't feel they have enough money, before they start voicing whatever the phrase is as a complaint, they can pause and state it as a sentence, a statement of intention of what they prefer to have. And then we know they're going to go in that direction. If they state the complaint, they're going to go downhill. They're kind of what-if downing. But if they state the intention, they're what-if upping and going positive. There you go.
There you go. Yeah, people are talking crisis, crisis, crisis nowadays, and yet it's interesting. I read a story recently that the two best-selling types of books in our country, in order, cookbooks and diet books.
Yeah.
I mean, we talk about this as a crisis, and all we're focusing on is how to get it in and how to get it off. I mean, we are swimming in a sea of abundance, and that's what we need to focus on. I'd like to leave a little opportunity for the people who are listening, and that is, for the next 24 hours, watch how you use two words, of course. If something challenging happens in your life, or you get your notice of your 401k, or something like that, and you go, of course, you are telling the universe, send me more. The universe is hearing, order up, and it sends you more. But in everybody's life, every day, something goes right. And if you can focus on that and use those same two words and go, of course I found space. Of course this worked out. Of course I got a check in the mail. Of course I got the job. Then you are also telling the universe, order up. The universe begins to send you more. That's the way it works.
I love it. Oh, I can't wait to hear you speak at the Attract Wealth Seminar in Austin in January. Will, you are just remarkable. I
unmuted
to sit down with you and break bread and talk and visit. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Same here.
Mark, are you there? Do you have a comment or question for Will?
Yeah, I've got a comment for him and a question. I know how much you've talked about this book, and I know that you ordered a bunch of these books, and you gave them out to a lot of your friends.
That's right.
And
that's exactly right.
You just didn't talk about the book. You believed in it enough that you gave it to the people around you. And one of the speakers from the last Attract Wealth, Ned Kraft, he asked me, he goes, have you read this book yet? And Ned is an engineer and very short on words. And so I said, no, but can you give me the abridged version, the engineer, Stanford engineer abridged version of it? And he did. And I said, well, what do you think of it? He goes, dude. He goes, 2 days, and it shifted me in 2 days. He goes, I figured it would take weeks. He goes, just in 2 days. So if Ned is saying that, there's really something to the process that Will is talking about. What I want to know is can you have any of these made an extra large for my wrist?
You know, that's a good question. People have asked if we could make them in extra small, too, because they fall off some people's wrists. We had to kind of go for average there, but you're just an above-average kind of person, and I salute that.
Yeah, maybe I'll get a couple of them, and thank you for the compliment. I'll get a couple of them and make two of them and put them together, tape them together. Just to let you know, there are 5,700,000.
There you go.
5,759,257 of these bracelets that have gone out worldwide.
And to 106 countries, yeah. And I just found out there's a psychology magazine in the Netherlands that's going to be attaching a bracelet to every one of their issues. They're sending out 50,000 of our bracelets because they believe it really can change a person's psychology.
Beautiful.
That is
going to happen in February.
Yeah. That is amazing. It must be a great feeling to be behind a movement of that caliber. Congratulations.
It's thrilling. Thank you. And it is so thrilling to have you help us with that, Joe. Thanks for serving on our board.
Of course, of course. So thank you.
Of course.
Well, Mark, it's you and I. You want to go next? You want me?
Thank you, Reverend. Well, I just want to double check and see if Jerry did show up or not. He was in New York City.
Oh, sure.
Are you there, Jerry? Nope. He was in New York City and wasn't sure he was going to be able to get on. He had flown up to see some friends and he had some appointments. So, yes, Joe, it is you and I once again. So do you?
We'll flip a coin.
We'll flip a coin. How about we'll end with you. We'll end with a bang and end with you. How's that? And I'll go.
All righty.
All right. And do you want to introduce me?
Well, yeah, since some people for any reason may not know who you are.
Yeah.
But that's Mark Ryan. He and I are partners for the Attract Wealth Seminar that we're both very excited about. And, of course, you can go to www.attractwealthseminar.com, click through the icon about the event and look at the top and click on the speakers and you'll go to his photo and his bio. We are in business together. We've come out with Subliminal Manifestation DVDs. We have a home study course from the last Attract Wealth seminar that is well worth everybody's time and investment. But Mark Ryan is a certified trainer in hypnosis, an expert in neuro-linguistic programming, a certified coach, an author, a speaker. He's recognized for his expertise in helping people uncover, release, and heal unconscious patterns to improve their lives, and he's been committed to helping people change for over 20 years. That's the text version. The personal version is that this man is a walking spiritual teacher. He is a genius at the psychology of understanding people and working with them on an incredibly deep level to help them change in a positive direction, going for and attaining all the things they want in life. He's done that with many other people, and he's done it with me personally for many years now. That's why we are such close friends. We have a great time together, whether it's doing things like the Miracles Weekend that we did in San Diego, the previous Attract Wealth Seminar, or even our fun our dinner events where we're sharing and talking. Mark is this deep, mystical, wonderful light of divine energy, and what comes out of his mouth is brilliant and always worth taking note of. So that's Mark Ryan, and that's who you're going to hear from next.
Wow, thanks, Joe. I just think with that introduction, I don't need to say anything, and let's keep him in suspense until the seminar and get them all to come and find out what I have to say.
Don't tempt me, because I'm missing Boston Legal right now.
Oh, yeah. Boston Legal.
This is why God made DVD recorders and stuff. Yeah. You know, we're fine.
That was one of the reasons we had to change the hours on that. We had a back and forth. Joe was telling me what time Boston Legal was on, and I thought he was telling me what time he wanted to do the seminar at. And we apologize to you folks out there who we got a little confused, the speakers and the audience out there. So we're glad we got a full audience here, and we'll be sending this audio out to people right away. I am really, really excited about this. The first Attract Wealth seminar that we had was magical. There were so many synchronicities, things that happened, people starting businesses and actually getting out. It wasn't going home and saying, wow, I got a lot of great ideas and I feel good. It was email after email from the speakers and from the attendees that just kept saying, I'm doing this and I'm doing this and I wanted to let you know. All of a sudden my business has expanded. I changed my thinking. I've got this person that I met at your seminar who was the missing link that now I am in business with doing this and creating this product. So it is really, really exciting to know now that we're going to take that and go to the next level. Now, I did invite all the speakers that were at Attract Wealth Seminar 1 to be coming back. There's going to be most of the speakers, I think, are going to come back and be participants. So you're going to get a chance to share and be around them and do some exercises, I'm sure, with them. And we've got some people that are bringing some gifts also. What am I going to talk about? I tell you, I've been going with this giving. I'm in the process of writing a book right now. Hopefully we'll have it ready, at least a rough copy to give the people at the Attract Wealth. And it takes a combination of what we're talking about, giving, and it takes Zero Limits, what happened with Zero Limits, how I found out about it, how I then introduced Joe to Zero Limits, and I add some things to, you know, what I've been taught and how it came about for me. And then I'm going to teach you basically, which I've been doing and modeling successful success and successful people for years. And I fine-tune it and ask questions. And every chance I get, somebody that's extremely successful, can I sit down with you and ask you a few questions? Can I talk to you for a little bit? And I also developed a coaching practice and a therapy practice, and I would get top people coming in there. And it gave me a chance to not only do work with them, but to get in and find out what was different about their thinking. What are the fine little details about their thinking and their feeling that made a difference? Well, I find that there's certain orders to how things happen in our mind and in our feelings. And without fail, pretty well, they had their own little ideas of what love and forgiveness and joy and hope and winning, losing, all those things meant. However, they were really, really close. They had their own personal stories about what winning meant, but when I talked to another person that was successful, they were really close about what that was, not only in the strategy of how they lined it up in their mind, but how they lined it up in their heart, in their feelings, and their emotions when they get it together, and then how they take action. And taking action is something. Joe and I went out. We looked at another car. We drove the Rolls out to Ron Motors out in Marble Falls, Texas, and we looked at his newest car, a version, the first prototype that came out of the Scorpion. And I will send you a link, everybody that's listening, to the video that we did there, which is an amazing video. This car is an amazing car. One of the things that happened, the guy that built the car, his name was Damon, I think, and Adrian was the manager that was there. And the car looked to everybody on the outside complete. And it was just shown recently in Las Vegas. But what I knew, what Joe knew, because they wouldn't let us film underneath the hood or they wouldn't let us film the engine, was that there were still things to be done. They were making differences. So people would come in and say, this looks done. I want this car, or I want to order the car now. Even on the video we put up, people are saying, how do I contact these people? I want to buy one of these cars myself. Successful-minded, as I looked at this guy and talked to him, the guy that actually was building and doing the engineering of the car, he'd been doing race cars all his life. Well, I grew up around people that raced cars and built car engines. I actually helped a friend of mine who drove NASCAR for a while. He built his own cars and engines, and I would sit there with his office late at night and help him build engines. And what I realized was that a lot of people think this is done, and both Adrian and Damon would talk, and Joe was asking them questions, and I would see the hesitation to tell them. And I said, you know, there is a level in people's minds where some people would say, this is good enough, it's done, it's as far as I'm going to go. But what successful people do is, they frame it like that, a lot of people, and when you're going to start something new or start a new business or start sales, whatever it is, a lot of people only go part way. They don't create this mindset that says, no, we're done when we're done. A lot of times people will see the end of the road and say, when I get to this point, then I'm done, and they don't have any more energy left. So what we want to do is, what I want to do, along with the other speakers that are there, is how do you build this format in your brain? How do you build this this house that you're going to live in? And does it have a back wall yet? And I say, when you're done with the car, that's when you build the back wall. If you're going to put a car into a garage, if you think it's going to be a certain length in your mind, and by the time you get done building the car, it's twice that length, then you have a problem fitting it in the garage. And a lot of times when people have a problem fitting it into the garage, they don't do it. They don't finish the garage. And what I'm saying is let's develop the mindset with all these people. This is why we've got all these people coming here, and we've got the old speakers. They were at the first seminar coming, is how do we teach this mindset? One of the things last night, I had somebody coming over to my house, and I was doing some coaching with her. Joe, she's a friend of yours. Her name is Ann Collins. And she said, can you look at this and help me look at this? Well, she has this analysis that she takes people through about whether they're successful or not. Well, after 3 hours of eating and talking about it, I said, wait a minute. And can you make a wealth assessment? Because basically you're assessing people's competence in so many different areas, and you're able to narrow down what they're lacking or what they need help in and where to focus on. I said, can you make a wealth assessment? Can you do it before the Attract Wealth seminar? And can we start people off with your assessment, have them go through it, and then by the time the seminar is over, can we give people back a wealth assessment and have them know where they're lacking and what they need to improve on, or what to narrow down, instead of just going, wow, I'm scattered, I've got things all over the place. What is it that you really are good at? And then what do we need, like what Will was talking about, how do we then focus on what we do want? And if you're spending time on something you're already good at, that's wasted time and energy. Let's use that to improve or hire somebody. We're going to teach you that, too. How do you hire someone? Where do you go to get somebody to complete that part of it? So I've got a whole list of things here, and I know our time is short on that, and I want people to know there's a lot of exciting things that are happening now and that will happen by the time the seminar gets going. We'd love to see you there and have you experience this. It's an experience. The Attract Wealth Seminar is an experience. Come there, experience it, watch the magic happen in you.
Mm. Wow, that sounded fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Mark. I can't wait to have you there at the event. We can share in the Wealth Attraction Secrets live on stage.
Yes.
And I want to remind everybody listening that we're still give out about 25 prizes, and including 5 scholarships to the actual event in January in Austin, the Attract Wealth Seminar. And I guess I'm next, the final speaker on this Attract Wealth training call. Do you want to say anything before?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I was going to say, you did such a good job with me. Could you introduce yourself just like that?
I can't.
No.
I can't. I'm Joe Vitale. My website is Mr. Fire.
No. my good friend, my very good friend and business partner, Dr. Joe Vitale, who was an internet marketing genius who went out there and helped a lot of people learn how to do internet marketing. And he wrote a book, a little book to his sister that then became The Attractor Factor. And so many people realized they were spiritually inspired. They were inspired to do things at a different level than just internet marketing. And it's the internet marketing is still there. The hypnotic writing, the hypnotic copywriting is still there. But what Joe has done is he's touched people, especially in the movie The Secret, if you saw him in the movie or read the book. And then, like I said, The Attractor Factor, best-selling missing secret author from Nightingale Conant for I don't know how many years running now. Joe, you'll tell us about that. He's got a new course called The Awakening Course. His brand-new book, Expect Miracles. He went back and got his favorite book of all time, The Book of S, which is now available in an e-book, shortly to be in a hardcover book, which is selling like hotcakes. Here's a man that can get up and speak. He used to do PowerPoints, and now he stands up there and goes up on stage, doesn't really know what he's going to talk about before he gets up there, and comes from inspiration. Zero Limits is really the big point, I think, that was a turning point for him. And with that, let me introduce my good friend and mentor and hero, Dr. Joe Vitale.
So you couldn't think of anything nice to say, huh? Thank you. That was a great introduction. I appreciate that, and I appreciate you. Well, look, when it comes to attracting wealth, I've been making a study of it, and I just recorded a whole
muted
program about the secret to money. And so I can talk about this at great length. Now, I don't have that much time to go into all of the secrets and to tell you everything you need to know. That's why we're doing the Attract Wealth Seminar in January. But this is a training call. It is free. And where all of the speakers, including Mark and myself, are all giving true, valuable, concrete, practical things to do right now. So mine is a reminder to take inspired action. Now, when I was listening to Mark just give the introduction to me, and he's listing all of these different products. I have a book out this week. It was a bestseller on Amazon just last week, Expect Miracles. He mentioned The Missing Secret. That's my audio program with Nightingale Conant. It's been their top-selling product, their best-selling product out of everything over the last 5 years, which is amazing even to me. And I have another audio course called The Awakening Course, and I have an infomercial out there that's selling it. I have numerous things going on, including a Rolls-Royce Mastermind that is popular. Was with me on the very first ride that we took with the Phantom Riders that night. And I just bought a multi-million dollar estate that we'll be moving into probably next month and having Christmas there. And I have other projects that I'm working on and other things that I'm developing and other businesses that I'm doing. And so the question comes up, how do I get it done? How am I so active and so productive and so prolific? And the answer is I take inspired action. Now, this is really important to get. Most people will receive an idea for something, and they do what Mindy talked about. They what-if down it. They criticize it. They talk themselves out of it. They complain about it. They say, I don't have the money. I don't have the talent. I don't have the time. I don't have the connections. And they just totally destroy the idea. When an idea comes to me, I treat it as a gift from the universe, from God, from the divine. It is something that came to me, and I received it, and I honor it. I honor it usually quickly. I am the guy who said in the movie The Secret, the universe likes speed. I also say in marketing circles, money likes speed. When you get an idea, honor it and act on it. Now, Mark also mentioned that recently we went and looked at the Scorpion car. Now, the Scorpion car is a hydrogen car. It's an eco-exotic sports car that is being made right outside of Austin, Texas, about an hour away from me. And we went there. I fell in love with the company, the car, their idealism, their machinery, their invention. I've become a stockholder. I've become an investor. I'm buying one of the first cars. However, and Mark doesn't even know this, I met just 2 days ago the man who designed and invented that car. The man who designed it is Ron Maxwell. And Ron Motor Company is his company. He's the guy sitting at home, received an idea through inspiration. He's sitting there. He may be meditating, watching TV. I don't remember the exact circumstances, but the idea descended upon him. He got an idea for a car. He got out a napkin. He started to trace it out. He wrote it all out, receiving this information. He starts thinking about it and thinking it looks like a special edition sports car. And then he starts to imagine it's a hydrogen car. Why is he imagining all of this? It's coming as gifts to him. It's coming as an inspiration to him. Now, here's the thing to understand. He doesn't have experience in building cars. He is a car lover, but to build a car, a new car from scratch, he doesn't have that experience. He does not have the money to do it. He does not have the connections to do it. He does not know how to make a hydrogen car. And in fact, nobody did at that point in time when he's receiving this information. But that's him. He writes out this whole thing about a car that he wants to build. He begins to draft a business plan based on his next to no knowledge. And then he simply takes one step at a time. The next step is simply telling some people about it so that he can get a conversation going and to see if they can link him up to somebody else who can help him meet somebody that will just keep this going to help develop it. What most people do, and I'm talking about all these people on this call, there may be thousands of people listening to this call live, or there may be thousands listening down the road to the recording. All of us have been in a situation where we received an idea of some sort, and we probably gave it a note and a nod, and we said, yeah, that's a good idea. I should do that someday. And that's the thing that destroys us, or at least that idea. We'll say someday, and we'll write it down if we're lucky. And if we ever get around to it, by then the enthusiasm is gone for it. I've done quickly because they're a gift. I feel inspired by it, and I'm juiced by the idea when it comes. When Ron Maxwell received his idea, he was excited about it. He began to pursue it. This is the other thing. Too many people wait for the entire roadmap to be unfolded for them. They think, well, if I get an idea for this business, I want to know exactly where the money's coming from. I want to know exactly where I'll be 6 months from now. I want to know exactly what all the steps are so I can take them in chronological order. That's not how you attract wealth. That's actually how you sabotage yourself. What tends to happen with these people who are the most successful, and this I would rank myself in here too, is that your success becomes unpredictable. You receive an idea, you act on an idea, and as you march forward, taking the next step, and that may be all you know is the next step, as you take it, the new step becomes apparent. You don't know what the new step is until you take the first step. So there's a whole lot of unknowingness going on and a whole lot of trust going on. And so my big action step for people on this Attract Wealth training call is to pay attention to your ideas. You may have gotten some today. You may have gotten some during this call. You may get some during the night and wake up with an idea. You may get some that just pop into your consciousness tomorrow during the day. I say stop whatever you're doing. Note it. And if at all possible, begin to act on it. In the action, you will unfold the next steps for it. And in the unfolding of those steps, it will lead to the completion of that idea, or maybe it'll take a detour and take you someplace even better, but you can't predict it until you start honoring and acting on the ideas. This is where Ron Motors came up with the Scorpion car, and believe me, Mark and I have seen it. It's a breathtaking car, and I know this will be making billions with a B dollars, not from the sale of the car, but from the hydrogen system they created for this sports car. Because the hydrogen system is going to be something that any car on the planet can have installed in it, and they just signed a deal to have 1,000 service stations around the country do that for any car. All of this came from a man who's sitting at home receiving an idea and penciling out what's becoming a car that nobody's seen before. All of us can do this. This is what I do. This is probably what the other speakers have done. This is what many of the greatest successful people have done. If you want to attract wealth, honor your ideas and act on them. Take inspired action. Mark, that's my little rant.
Unmuted.
Wow, Joe, that's great. It's exciting. It's always... It's one thing when you hear people. It's another thing when you're around them and you can feel the energy. You know, one of the greatest hypnotherapists in the world, Dr. Milton Erickson, people would say, you know, it's weird. We don't believe in this. We're doctors and we're therapists. But when we get around 12 feet from that guy, something happens to us. We begin to be like go into a trance. And the effect of different people's energy. And it could be unconscious energy. It could be out there into the spiritual realm. I don't know exactly. It's something. For people to be around you, for people to be around the other speakers that are going to be there, for people to be around like-minded people, I'm excited. What you just said and what you just went through, when they get up and when you get up and they hear you speak and then they come up and talk to you, maybe see it during a break or something like that, I really believe the experience is going to be, as exciting as this call is, the experience of being around all these people are going to be incredible. One of the things you talked about with Ron Motors, when we went out there the other day, something really exciting happened, and we'll talk more about this at the seminar, give you a little something to hang on here. But with Adrian, he says, you know, Joe, he goes, I something like this kind of happened to me, this Attract Wealth deal. Maybe, can I show you and tell you my story? Yes. And where did he take? He took us out to his house. This has to be the most incredible, unique house that I've seen besides the one you're buying. And he told us the story. And as we're going through this incredible house, he tells us the story, and he gave us insight into the manifestation, and he really didn't understand it or talk about it. He was an executive with Dell Computers for, 11 years and then retired and then started doing his passion, which is building this car. But the story, the sideline story, the things that happened is we went to see him, and what we got, the tour of about 5 miles away, we were going through his house and hearing that story. Well, to me, was like the highlight. We saw the car. That was wonderful. But to see how he manifested all this and then for him to say, I don't know if this fits into what you're talking about. So all those little side tracks and those little side rooms are going to happen at the Attract Wealth Seminar. So thank you for sharing, Joe. It was really incredible. And I'm excited about this. I can't wait for this to happen.
Well, I can't wait either. Well, I want to make sure that we thank everybody that's on the call, because a lot of people, thousands of them, have called from all over the planet, and people will be listening to the recording later. But I want to make sure that we also acknowledge all the speakers, because they've stayed on beyond even what we told them we would be on the call. So Joe Sugarman, of course, he's going to be one of our speakers. Wendy Friesen, of course, can't wait to see her again. Reverend Will Bowen behind the Complaint Free World Movement, can't wait to see him. John Bill, of course, with the Make the Difference Network. Mindy Odlin, getting everybody to What If Up It. And, of course, Mark, we're all going to be at the Attract Wealth Seminar.
Hey, so I can tell you, I am really excited. Thank you so much for putting this together, because, I mean, even if people don't make it to the seminar, they got so much value out of this call, and that's what you're always about, is giving people so much, you know. So anyway, come to the seminar. It's going to be great. But even, you know, even if not, it's been awesome what you shared with us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Wendy.
Mark, yes. Mark, how do we handle these scholarships and such?
Okay, here's what we got. And for those of you that are watching this on the internet, we had a random poll for the scholarships, and we're giving away 5 scholarships. But last time we went through, and only about 2 from the original 5 were there, so we had to go down to another list of 5 until we got it. So what we did is we pulled 10 scholarships also. And I'll go ahead and read some names. We also have 10 Attract Wealth Home Study Course Transcripts and, like I said, 10 Dreaming Abundance. So let me go through and just kind of scroll down. If those of you watching, you can start to see the names. The first winner of the scholarship is C.C. Ozeta, O-Z-A-E-T-A. And C.C., if you'll email us, we will get your information. The next winner is Cheryl Purnell. Cheryl Purnell. The third winner is Steve Strammel. Steve Strammel. The fourth winner is Andy Harrison. Andy Harrison. And the fifth winner is Dalia Alva Sorbrall. Excuse me for pronouncing that, screwing that pronunciation up, but I'm sure her name is. And if any of those people cannot make it, what we'll do is we will go on to the next 5 there, and we'll keep that handy and let you know as soon as possible. So if you people can make it, please let us know. If you can't, let us know also so we can award this to the next 5 in line. And we will also be sending an email to all the Dreaming Abundance and the Attract Wealth Home Study Course transcripts from Attract Wealth 1 to people.
I am. Sounds great. Well, Mark, thank you for running the show here and making sure it's being recorded and doing all the techie things there. And again, thank everybody for being on the call, all the speakers. Godspeed to all of you. And I hope to see as many people as can make it in January in Austin at the Attract Wealth Seminar number 2.
Yes, thank you all speakers. I appreciate it, and thank you, Joe. Did somebody say something?
It was me. I was just squealing with delight.
That's a good thing to end the call with, a nice, lovable squeal.
And we thank our audience very much. Thanks for being there. Thanks.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, Mark.
You're welcome. Thank you, Wendy. Thanks, Joe. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you soon.
Bye, all. Good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.